Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 222 of Coolin' Out.
And it's Kev.
And it is Rel. What's up, man? We both on our coffee right now, getting the energy.
Nah, mine is green tea, herbal green tea.
Brooklyn Nights, can't take them nowhere.
Caffeine in the morning, heavy, but I'm cool,
acting,
man.
Brand new.
I'm just easing into the new year. I'm cool, mm-hmm. Just adjusting after the holidays. It's just an adjustment, but slowly easing in.
On this, back hectic... to work, Ron?
Yeah. Adjustment, but doing what I can. I mean, no complaints. The holidays were good to me, so I didn't get to take my customary break, but I got over it, and now I'm back.
And, what customary break?
I usually take the last year to end off, but week in the year off. Yeah, I'm tired, but yeah,
bougie, my customary. I'm taking a week off next month, and that'd be like the first time I took.
Shit. Yeah, you long overdue.
Yeah, that'd be the first time I took like any time longer than 2 days off in like 3 years.
Oh, you're gonna love it. I haven't taken a straight week off in a while.
Excuse me.
A lot of my breaks were like tied to, okay, this is a holiday week, and let me tack on a day or two around it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I took a week off for the first time around Labor Day. I just know it makes the most difference. You can really ease into it because the first couple of days, my body got to adjust to being off, at least sleep-wise and mentally, yep. Not thinking about.
Yep.
But yeah, you're talking about if you take it in a week, 9 days off, so.
I'm definitely taking a week. That's why as soon as Friday hits, shut everything down.
By the time that Monday or Tuesday roll around in the vacation, I'll be fully in it.
Yeah.
I'm
looking forward to that.
It's the best. You can really
took everything out. It took, you know me. It took everything in me.
Yeah, I do know you.
Don't take a single day off.
Took everything in me.
Me running around the city with my laptop and my backpack. Hold on, I gotta do something real quick. Yeah, I took everything in me to request that time off, but just mentally, I felt it. I was like, yo, if I don't like have a reset, I'm gonna be done. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that this week I take off next month, really going to do some justice for me.
It will.
Yeah.
I'm doing my usual, just tack some days on.
Yeah. That's
about to start.
So that's what I'm going to do. I think, like, I'm going to do a week, and then, like, throughout the year, I'm just going to start, like, taking longer weekends, and, like, when I come up to New York, like, actually doing what you suggested I do, like, taking the Monday off after a long weekend, because I literally, you know me, be out there wilding, fly home Sunday night, working Monday morning.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know why. That's me about.
Yeah, I don't.
Hating myself. Never again, though. Yeah, I'm just going to be conscious about. Yeah, it's my thing for 2021. Focus on your mental.
That's a
be
fact.
More conscious. Be more that's conscious of it anyway. Nigga, be neglecting your mental health.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my goals. This past year, I think we talked about last episode, you don't realize the toll. So I'm definitely easing in and like just really looking after self. because you can't take it with you, man.
We just went through 9 months of craziness.
And that's continuing.
Continuing.
In many aspects, so.
Yo, it's nuts to think that, like, legit in, like, two more months, we're going to be a full year of this nonsense.
That's why mentally, and I already know the thing we're planning, so I'm just, well, mentally, what I'm hoping is that, yeah, like the first quarter, so I'm just chilling, laying back, focusing on self. Yeah. But like that second quarter, you know, around like April, May, I'm hopeful, you know.
Yeah, more vaccines
roll around, the sun's out longer. I'm just hopeful because I'm definitely getting on. Plan is to travel more, so I'm definitely. That's my plan. That's one of my
plans. Don't get me started. I'll go on a tangent.
Yeah.
You already know, mid-Q2, it's over.
Yeah. Till then, I'm
soon as daylight savings happens.
March 14th. I checked it. Got to.
Gotta know when the sun gonna be up.
Got to.
That's actually not that far away. Sheesh.
It's not. And then I think we got a smooth 6 months. So.
Okay. It's good to have things to look forward to.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man.
I'm looking forward to this time off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Ooh. All right. Let's jump Speaking into up, it.
Things to look forward to. Your boy.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm not really looking forward. I mean, I don't know. J. Cole said he announced that he's going to drop. He got 3 new projects in the making, in the works. I'm not moved. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. This man
go ahead.
He put out 2 tracks last year.
Mm-hmm. I think Lion King on Ice and The Climb Back.
Yeah. That was it. And then before that,
he was on.
Before that was 2018.
He was on a couple tracks in. Revenge of the Dreamers. He was on a couple, more than a couple.
I mean, he had to be. That's his.
I'm just saying, he did it though. He did it. Don't discount him. Like, he was about to go all the way back to KOD.
Those are probably old verses. The extra verses, he was just like,
he's about to make it seem like.
It was probably just extra verses he just pulled out of. You know, they got over 100 verses rappers do all over the place. He was like,
they did. They made a whole documentary about inviting people to the studio. Damn, you really turned on your boy.
They cropped him in all the videos. Nah, I ain't turned on him. It's been a minute since he's like actually put out a project.
Yeah, KOD was like, I think April 2018.
And KOD can't hold me.
I gotta give that a real listen. They have a couple, but I gotta listen. It was good though. It was a good album.
I mean, it was, but like it ain't an album where it could hold you for 2 years, going on 3.
Yeah. Well. Drake don't. We'll get to him, but I got you.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, damn. Speaking of, I've listened to J. Cole in a minute. I'm gonna revisit that tonight. Nah, he told me he was playing ball, so I forgot about him. He told me he was playing ball. I was like, all right, go get chase your dream. So you can play for the Pistons.
So you don't think we're getting these?
We probably will this year. I mean, it's only so much he can keep promising things and not delivering.
I would assume we're getting at least the offseason. That sounds like a mixtape. The Fall Off, you already alluded to at the end of KOD, so that's an album. More than likely, that's his, I guess, final album. He's been teasing retirement for, like, I guess, 5 years now. So I don't know. Rappers in retirement. I can see him taking, like, a long step back and maybe periodically. So I would be, and it's not retirement, but he'll definitely like fade. I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, he's been hitting at this
for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's just in a different space. Wife, kids, he's just chilling.
That's fine. If you don't want to do it, you're giving us more than enough.
Different life. You know, mid-30s now, he's just chilling. He got more than enough money.
Yeah, he got like
branching into different avenues. You got sneakers, you got a sneaker endorsement deal now. You probably realize, I ain't gotta do much to make this money no more.
Nah,
Y'all like, go rap.
15 years of music, and then he promised. Yeah. It's a boy. I don't know what to expect from that.
New kid.
I know, but what is that a project?
It'll probably be six tracks.
Oh, like an EP? That makes sense. Mixtape, an EP, and an album.
Yeah, you're right. It'll probably be like six tracks on that. It's a boy. You see,
Offseason
different
might be
phase of life.
The fall off. Mixtape, Cole. I don't know why I have it in my head. I just feel like that's a mixtape, but I'm excited.
I would enjoy a mixtape from Cole.
I see us getting full projects. I feel like 2020 threw so much out of whack, at least musically. The biggest stature dropped any music. I mean, the biggest superstar, mega star name. So I feel like 2021 is a bit of a course correction. So I do think we're going to, and then he doesn't post or promote anything. So for him to go on his Instagram 2 days before, well, 3 days before the new year and do all this and then not drop anything this year, would just be psychotic behavior, really. So
no, I think he's going to drop. I think we're going to get something. I just don't know if we're going to get all three. Unless they're like already like done and he has a planned rollout for them.
Right.
Which I hope he did if he's promoting.
You'd have to get started, Eric. Well, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You could just drop them all however you choose, but
yeah, I mean, it depends on what they are. If it's like an EP, mixtape, and an album, you don't need that much time in between the EP and the mixtape. Like,
right.
Like you don't need that much time. You can drop mixtape next month. Mm-hmm. Then, EP in May. It's only six tracks. Or April and May. It's only really six tracks. And drop the album August and September.
Yeah, and the year.
Yeah, you did it.
You did, yeah.
And it's hard. Honestly, I understand why a lot of artists really didn't want to push too much music last year. Because it's hard. You're not getting your tour money and all that stuff you usually get. All you're getting is your streams. It don't hit the same. Let me hold on to this.
Yeah, especially when you don't really need it. I guess you're just doing it for the fans or the love, quote unquote. It's hard to just read receptions on Twitter versus, performing it in front of people.
Yeah. I don't love anybody that much. Your boy.
You don't get traction by reading comments?
Nah. Don't. That's not what I stay in the booth for fucking 16 hours. But just some fire emojis.
That's so true.
No.
That's funny. Man, it should be a good year.
But what about,
hopefully. Sorry, go ahead.
What about your boy, though?
I don't know. This is CLB. Getting ridiculous. I don't even know now. I mean, this was supposed to be last year, and this was definitely a ramification, a consequence of 2020. Mm-hmm. We got that Dark Lane, whatever, which was, I mean, some tracks here and there, but it was cool. That's about it. That's the best I could say about it. And then it's supposed to be in the summer. And then he dropped the single, and then we didn't really hear anything. And then I think last month.
You got that song with Dirk a minute ago.
Yeah, that was in August. I think that was like August. A minute ago. Which I loved. Which I never fully... still waiting to hear live while we out. Still going to be different.
Isn't it time for another single? Shit, that was a minute ago.
That's what I'm saying. But then I was thinking that. And then he said, just January 2020. Same thing with Scorpion. How he said, whatever that month was, 2018. He's just giving months in. So apparently OBJ went on some social media and was teasing that the album was supposed to come out on the 1st. Apparently it didn't happen. According to academics, he said Drake told him that it was supposed to come out on the 1st. But he switched it because apparently Drake had some kind of leg injury. So now I don't know if that means we're not getting the album at all this month, but I guess we got, four more Fridays? So we'll see.
What his legs got to do with his uploading an album?
I don't know at all, bro. I don't understand. I don't understand either, but I don't know because none of this is the traditional way, at least. There's usually like a single, like when Scorpion came out, he had like We had already got God's plan. Nice for what? I mean, he dropped.
He had a leg injury. What they got? What they got to do with the upload?
I don't know. So I don't know if he we're not getting a new. He just I don't know the rollout this time around. So he got four more Fridays, I believe. What's this Friday? The 8th? Yeah, he got four more Fridays. So we'll see. I don't really know what's, I don't know any details. I haven't read anything. I don't know, which is good, which is also good. It'd be a really good surprise, but that's if it really comes out this month. So we'll see. I'm not, because I don't know much. I'm cautiously optimistic, but if he didn't drop this month, it would just be like, all right.
Yeah.
Personally, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we're going to just get it when we get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm resigned to. I guess we're not going to get any more singles. Well,
you think it's going to be one of his long albums, 18, 20 tracks?
No, I'm going to say like a 13, 14 track album. Around 12 to 14.
Damn, we getting to this point in people's careers. It's taking a minute for them to drop. They run out of things to talk about.
Well, it's hard to... 2020 again. I mean, nobody really... It's hard to say what would have happened if we didn't have that year we just had. So I ain't gonna put a nobody up in it. Kendrick ain't drop. I mean, name them. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Jay-Z drop don't drop every year.
I'm just saying. Nobody.
What's last Kendrick dropped?
I think Dan was also. Oh no, I think that was 2017.
That was a minute ago. Something.
He was all over the. Black Panther soundtrack.
He surely did do the Black
Panther. If you want to count that, he was on almost every song.
He did. I'll give him credit for that.
But that even that was 2018.
Yeah, so I'll give him credit for that though, because he was all over that.
He'd been pretty quiet. So it should be a big year for music though, with that being said.
That's how them TDE boys roll.
That is so true. That's so
true. You just are they either like dropping music or they just out of sight, out of mind. Like,
yeah,
which is a good way to live, honestly.
Yeah, I drop when I have something to say. You see me when I don't, just out living.
Facts. Yeah, Kendrick tried being super conscious for us, and we gave him shit for it.
Nah, not me.
Kev said, I hate that album.
It's not for me.
Oh God. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you're right though. This should be a big year for music. It better be anyway. Cause yeah, we didn't get nothing last year. Couple of singles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least we didn't get anything from like big name artists like Lil Baby dropped. I liked his album.
Oh yeah.
Well, he is a big name artist, but you know what I mean? Like the super duper
stars.
Yeah. But Lil Baby,
I mean, Weekend did drop too.
Yeah, the Baby dropped this dub Baby drop album. As well. Yeah.
Lil Baby album was fire. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just off the top of my head, I'm just trying to name some people that did drop that I did listen to their music and was like, oh, this is cool.
Mm.
But yeah, overall, it wasn't like everyone just like, oh, I gotta get this out.
No, not at all.
Oh, T.I. dropped too. I like T.I.'s album.
I did too.
Benny the Butcher dropped. I liked his album too.
Alfredo was good. Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, there's good projects. Like, all throughout the year. There was it's just stature. That's all.
Yeah.
Not quality. It's just name recognition and stature.
But at the same time, it did give some of these like lesser known artists like a chance to eat as well.
Mm-hmm. And like, to soak up more of the spotlight. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But there's a time and place for everything. I mean,
you guys had 2020?
I'm just saying. They're megastars for a reason.
That's a fact.
And they ain't hard demand. People want to see them. So.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, well, that's all right. I got for that. You want to talk about the Passion?
Yeah.
What you got on it? NFL playoffs. I don't know the matchups. I know, like, the Browns are playing the Steelers, which sucks for the Browns because, like, their first time making the playoffs in, like, 21 years or some nonsense like that. And then their coach got COVID, so he's not going to be coaching on Saturday. So that really sucks for them.
I think some players, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think some
anyone of importance?
Oh, I forgot the dude name, but he was there during, he's the longest tenured Brown. Like, he was there during the 0-15 season. And because I remember was it Stefanski or something? He gave him the game ball. I don't know football players like that unless they, you know, this. I don't know
them. The disrespect to me. He was the longest tenured Browns. Like, who the fuck is like, what that mean to me?
I thought you would get that. You know them players the better than I do.
I don't know who been on the Browns the longest.
You a diehard.
It's fair. All right, so these are the games on Saturday. I know Saturday. The games. Tell me. Oh, I don't even know the games. I'm looking at them now. Which game are you most looking forward to on Saturday then? You got Colts, Bills, Rams, Seahawks, Bucks, Washington.
Colts, Bills. For my entertainment. Intrigue. Yeah, overall, Colts, Bills. Rams, Seahawks games are always more defensive than offensive showing. So, I mean, the ones I've seen, they never, like, particularly entertaining. I'm going to watch just because stakes. It's the playoffs. One game and you're out.
Yeah.
I just don't see – and Washington, Bucks.
I might not even watch that.
I don't think I'm doing anything Saturday, so I'll turn it on. I haven't looked at the NBA schedule, but
that's just
about I feel like that's going to get. That smell blowout. I don't feel like I'll be watching it for long because I know Chase Young called out Brady and whatnot, but there's only so much your defense can do. You got Alex Smith at the helm. That's your you can do all you can, but when you back on the field for another three and out, it's like. And your offense ain't generating points, and then on the other end, so I don't see it.
Yeah,
I'm excited for the Ravens, Titans.
Who you got in that one?
I got the Ravens. I got the Ravens. Mm-hmm. The Ravens.
Yeah, Bears Saints not really intriguing.
That's not at all. That's not at all. I'm not gonna Mitch
and Brown Steelers. Really sucks now that they don't have their coach. I'm still watching, but that kind of
I'm not pressed to, but yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But yeah, I honestly think Derrick Henry going to go wild on them.
Yeah.
On the Ravens. I think he's going to run all over them like he did last year.
No, I don't doubt it. Oh, so you got the Titans.
They worse. Yeah, they worse than they were last year, meaning the Ravens.
Pick the winners then, King.
I got the Titans.
Five more games, beloved.
Oh, all the games? I got the Bills beating the Colts. The Seahawks are going to beat the Rams. The Bucks are going to beat Washington. The Titans are going to beat the Ravens. The Saints are going to beat the Bears.
Agree.
And I'm still going to get the Browns over the Steelers.
I'm going to go on the limb with you, yeah. I don't like what I've seen from the Pittsburgh.
The Steelers, yeah, me neither.
They've been even when they were undefeated. It got out to like 11-0, I think. It always smelled fraudulent to me.
The fakest, exactly. The most fraudulent undefeated team ever. But, and Big Ben can barely even throw the football anymore.
I do know though, if the Bucks win, which I do hope they do, they go to Lambeau next weekend, which would be Brady and Rodgers, especially phenomenal. After what the Bucks beat his head.
Oh
in
my God!
In the season.
Caved in. He looked like he lost his confidence during the game.
That was
it. Was like
amazing.
All over his face.
Yeah,
he looked so lethargic, like he didn't even try to even muster up a win, an energy to get the win.
And I kind of wanna. Who'd you rather see face the Chiefs, the Titans, or the Ravens? I know who you think is gonna win, but.
From entertainment standpoint, the Ravens. just because like the Titans is really like Tannehill plays well just because Derrick Henry plays well. Mm-hmm. And like he can like play action off of that. But just watching Derrick Henry run all over the Chiefs, because he will, because the Chiefs don't have a lick of defense and no one that can stop Derrick Henry. Right. That would just be so boring.
No, I feel you. And that's assuming the Bills win, because if the Bills lose, then the Colts would face the Chiefs. But yeah.
I don't want to see that either. No, Philip Rivers, fam?
I don't want to see that. Go home to your kids.
Yeah. All seven of them? Eight?
No comment. Yeah. God bless. God bless. That's it. God bless.
He can afford to take care of all them.
God bless.
You got the funds for it.
That's assuming the Saints don't lose. If the Saints lose, then it's the Bears going
to the Chiefs. Suck. Yeah.
That would suck. Don't mess up my entertainment. That would just be such a
bummer. Or is Malarkey Mitch starting again?
Mitch Malarkey out here.
Yeah. He's starting again?
Yeah.
Damn, Nick Foles is trash.
Trash.
How you lose your starting spot back to Mitch?
And then I think I read they were talking contract extension for him. Damn, life come at you Mitch? Fast. It's a wild times we living in. As you can see, he's a wild time.
They don't really have a choice. They drafted him dumb high. But if that shit is like anywhere in like the range of like what Deshaun and Patrick Mahomes got, mm-hmm. it won't be. But if it is, they are clearly mistaken. Let me not say it won't be. It better not be.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be some wild times if you see he got like 190 mil with like 130 guaranteed or something.
You just don't care about your fans. It's okay to say it. It's
be okay like, to whoa. Say it. Nah, they might
they
really
don't care
ride.
About their fans.
Yeah, they might ride for real. Treat the Bears Stadium like the fucking U.S. Capitol. They might be acting crazy out there.
Oh man. Oh, but it's good though, man. NFL playoffs. It's good to see.
I mean, I like it. I like it because like normally, like obviously, like just with any sport, teams play harder in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I think every game should be competitive. Even like the Washington football team, like just because they do play good defense, I think it's gonna start off competitive. But I think at the end of the day, Tampa Bay has way too many weapons. And you're talking trash to Tom Brady. Like, granted, he's getting older, but he's still Tom Brady. Like, you can't you can't just be talking all reckless and think he ain't going to turn it on.
Right. Right.
And you a rookie. Come on, fam. Yeah. Now you got to come on. You got to get at least 3 sacks. You're here talking crazy.
And your whole defense got to have your back.
Yeah. you putting everyone in the spot. Yeah, them quarterbacks going to be getting toasted.
Yep.
Only thing I think Mike Evans got hurt last game, so I'm not sure if he's playing.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I know he had no structural damage, but I assume he'd be ready. But who knows? Who knows? Still, they should win. They got every other receiver known to man. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, they say he's still might play, but he just hasn't been practicing. At this point, you shouldn't need too much practice, man.
Right.
And all he does is run deep routes anyway, so like...
Yeah.
Go get it. Oh, man. But I really don't have anything else to say. I'm looking forward to it. That's what's up. Giants... Oh, I do have a question. What do you think about the Eagles taking Jalen Hurts out and like essentially like letting the Washington football team win into the playoffs instead of the Giants?
I didn't really have a problem with it. And this is before I found out that they had said prior that they were going to use the game to develop to see what they had pretty much. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really have a problem with it. Like, for us to even be in a position is on us. That depended on that at the record we had. It's like, I can't really be mad at them. We shouldn't even have to depend on them to get in.
So that's how I feel too. It's like, at first I was like, yo, this is like, my initial gut reaction was like, damn, I wish the Giants could have been in it. That sucks. But then I was just like, at the end of the day, if we would just won more games, we wouldn't have to rely on anybody else to get us in there.
Yeah, that's where I landed on. It's not up to me to, litigate anybody's football team. Because then I was listening to First Take, and they made a great point. It's like, this happens all the time. I think it was Jeff Saturday was on. He was talking to Stephen A. and Max about just, like, naming mad random teams. I think, like, last year the Texans let, I think, the Titans in, and then they ended up over. Like, this happens all – that's just one of many examples. So I'm not going to get mad.
Yeah. It depends on what's – like, yeah, the Texans were already in the playoffs, and they were like, all right, we're going to sit Deshaun Watson and I forgot who else they rested, but, you know, like, they sat. But even this year, Cleveland wasn't guaranteed a playoff spot until they beat the Steelers just the last week, and Ben Roethlisberger didn't play, a lot of people didn't play.
Yeah.
So, essentially, they were handed – a playoff spot, even though they barely beat them, but
that's true. Yeah, it's not like if the Eagles did what they is best for them, which is like we win a ring if we win a ring. Not everybody in the league, like our wins count for just us, not everyone. So it's like if they feel like they the jump in the draft position,
we would have been more competitive.
I would have loved to see it, man. Oh man, I agree.
We would have been more competitive against the Bucks. I have no faith in Washington. Not even.
There we go.
I'm not saying that.
And then we have like a four game win streak.
I have no faith in Alex Smith. Yeah.
I don't either.
He might have hang him up after this season for real.
Yeah. Jones is better than him.
Who?
House. I'm sorry. No, Jones. Yeah, Daniel Jones.
Oh, our quarterback. Yeah, you said Jones. I didn't know who you saw.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not Jerry.
I was better than who?
Is he better than Andy Dalton? I'm trying to think who has the best quarterback in the NFC East. This year, no Dak and Wentz being on the bench.
I would say Andy Dalton just because he's like the most consistent. So far, whereas Daniel Jones is clearly more talented, but he just is a turnover machine.
Yeah, man.
he can't hold on to the ball to save his life.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone sneezes on him, he like drops the charity. Football. Yeah. No, I don't want it. You take it. He really playing hot potato back there with the football. I don't get it. I've never seen someone drop the football so quickly.
Yeah, I do feel like we would have been the best too, at least matchup. I'm not saying we would have won.
Nah, but I think we
played them competitive in a regular season.
Exactly, and we had a chance to beat them in the regular season. Just some mishaps on our part, miscues.
And I'm definitely towing a division win. Fuck y'all.
Yo, facts.
Okay, what y'all say?
First of all, we'd have been 6-10 if we would have beat the Bucks. I would act like we won the Super Bowl.
Hang the banner. Hang them up.
We officially ended Tom Brady's career.
First of many.
Hey. You know, Eli beat him twice now.
Twice.
He don't do too well against the Giants. Anyway, to come to MetLife.
Mm.
Is it called MetLife
still? Word. Yeah. He would have had to come.
We 6-10, man. And he would have to come to MetLife. Traveling up to the cold to play some losers.
Crazy.
Yo,
you got to and you can host a division game.
That is nuts. We got to travel to the cold to play some losers. I'll be tight.
NFC run Tampa through
Bay.
Us.
Yeah.
6-10.
I'll be so tight. Yo.
Oh my God. That is too funny.
Instead of playing in the 80 degree Florida weather, we gotta go play in 28 degree weather in New York or New Jersey.
Ah, well, there's always next year, I guess. Yeah. More disappointment.
I like Joe Judge. I think we're on the right track with him. I saw some promise. Because we trash. We trash. Like, it ain't like we got super talented players on the team. Like, I mean, we're not trash. We know we got some, like, Daniel Jones needs to get better. That kid, Darius Slayton, Daniel Jones has a great connection with him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Evan Engram, you know, finally showed that he has some potential if he can stay healthy. The O-line held up a little better this year. We don't have a lick of a decent running back, so we need to get a good running back. But
well, Saquon got injured. Is he going to be ready for the start of the season?
Yo.
Our best player?
That's the definition of out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. I completely forgot about Saquon. I'm like, we ain't got a running back. Yo, that's the definition of out of sight, out of mind. For I completely just wrote him off. Like, yeah, we have to draft a running back. Damn, forgot my bad.
Trade him.
I forgot about him. But yeah, so damn, that's crazy. I forgot all about him. I just think we'll be more competitive. Like it's similar to like the Knicks. Like we don't really have like some like super talented team, but they're playing hard. And I feel like the Giants are playing hard this year. That's all we can really ask for in New York at this point.
And it don't take much to win the NFC. So it don't take much.
Apparently.
I mean,
the Cowboys. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Yeah, they got a lot of hype on paper before the year started.
A lot of names, a lot of.
I know Dak got injured, but even by then,
yeah, they still got Zeke and all these wide receivers and stuff, and just nothing
to show for it.
That boy Zeke got paid. Ain't been in the gym since.
Good for him, man. A king.
Yeah, that kind of out of shape. That's when you lay in the bed and eat. He eat laying down.
Toss the food up, open his mouth,
and go straight to sleep after. That's that kind of out of shape that I like to see. You can wake up, got the Chinese food container next to him. That's the kind of energy like he bringing. Every time he run for 10 yards, he wave out.
I'm good. Oh man, Jerry Jones must love to see that. That's good. Yeah. I'm happy to see that, man.
I love to see it.
Love it.
Oh man. But yeah, our division is trash. So that means we got a chance. Next year if we go 8-8, we great. Yeah. We in the playoffs. We could have made the playoffs with 6-10. That's crazy.
Yeah. 8-8, we might be sitting starters by week 16.
Week 17. No, we good.
Yeah, David, we good.
Don't worry about it.
We're gonna get him injured ahead of the playoffs.
No. Just going to the playoffs sitting starters.
That's crazy. 8-8. You already got this thing locked up.
Yo, Dad, we really trash. You hate to see it.
Our division really even worse, though. We were second. we came That's this close.
We suck.
So bad.
Let's talk about basketball, though. Let's start with our Knicks, man. What have you been seeing? I've been feeling good about
it. I haven't seen a lick. Blackout restrictions.
Oh.
Lick.
I've watched them play.
And I haven't tracked them down illegally yet. But now... I'm tempted to. JK, just a joke.
I watched him play. Honestly, Julius Randle is balling, but I can't tell if it's like he's actually improved or if he's just like on a hot streak right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's taking all the same shots he's always taken. Like, nothing about his game has really changed, just that shots are actually falling.
Right.
So I can't tell if he's just on a hot streak right now, like some bubble type shit. Like some people coming out in the bubble. Like he's having his little TJ Warren moment right now.
Right. Yeah.
Like bubble TJ, I mean. Because I don't know what TJ doing this season.
I don't either.
Yeah, but I can't tell if he's having his bubble TJ Warren moment. But he is balling right now. And he's getting like help from like RJ's actually been pretty good too.
He's making
a couple of threes. Also airballing some. And so him, he's really hit or miss. He like airball or nothing but net from three. I don't know what his shooting splits looking like, but he's been playing better. That kick quickly is really good.
That's what I keep seeing.
Yeah, he's really good.
And they drafted him?
So, yeah, second round or late first round, I believe.
Ain't Toppin been out?
Yeah, he got some. Yeah, Achilles strain or something like that.
God damn.
I'm in the lowish. Tez running them to death. Imagine you don't play basketball because they stopped playing basketball in March, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you had 9 months off, and you just casually working out your normal workouts, and you got Tibbs running you like you about to go to war. Like his muscles weren't ready for it. It's a different caliber of player to play for Tibbs.
We'd have Boston first round.
I ain't watching that.
Oh, man. How long you think this lasts?
The Knicks? We're not making the playoffs.
So by when? By like quarter of the way, we already out? We still...
Nah. We're going to make the play-in. We're going to be the 10th seed, though.
Okay.
We're going to make the play-in because it's the East. It's not that many competitive teams. We had a hard time naming the top eight teams for the – you know, like in the East, like they're always the last two seeds are always for up for grabs. I can see the Knicks just because they're playing harder. Actually, I don't know because Cleveland's surprisingly playing well too, which is like shocking.
That's weird, yeah. That's weird.
There's so many weird things happening this season.
It's early. It's too early.
Yeah.
Most of these teams already only played like 7 or 8 games out of 72. So.
Yeah, because right now Miami wouldn't be in the playoffs, right?
Nope. The Nets wouldn't be. Well, they'd be in the play-in. They wouldn't be in the traditional one of the traditional eight. Miami wouldn't even be in the play-in.
Damn.
Big trash. Imagine the
playoff starts with the Cavs. A LeBron-less Cavs team. Who's their best player?
I wouldn't watch any of these. Maybe I don't know. Sexton or Garland? I have no idea. Love ain't even played. Has he even played? It'd be Sixers, Hawks. Magic, Bucks.
Oh, that'd be good.
Sixers, Hawks.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Magic yeah. Bucks, Pacers, Cavs, Celtics, Knicks.
Nah, that ain't gonna be how it ends.
Oh yeah, I gotta factor in the plan.
First of all, Adam Silver will make sure that ain't how it ends.
Yeah, the Nets are at the 9th seed. They definitely getting
before the play-in. Yeah, like Adam Silver gonna make sure.
Yeah, per usual, the West. It don't matter what time of year. I mean, for the most part, these look fire. It'd be Lakers, either Blazers or Mavs or Nuggets. So that's all good. Oh,
that's all good.
So Suns. All
difficult first round outs, though.
Yeah. Suns, Kings, but then they also have a plan of against the Nuggets, so they wouldn't beat the Nuggets.
Yeah, nah.
Clippers, Warriors, Jazz, Pelicans. Not big on the Jazz, but those are all watchable. Meanwhile, on the East, you got to search for something to watch.
Quick question. Do you find Zion entertaining to watch?
Nope. No. I don't.
The man is not box office to me.
No.
Like the high school highlights. I find
Brandon Ingram more entertaining. And he's sleepy B.I.
Yo, the man is 6'6", and he just be down there banging. And trying to get layups and then missing them and then grabbing the offensive rebounds and putting it back in. And I mean, he finishes the game like 24-26. But it's just like, it's not entertaining at all. It's like far from box office. Like, they keep pushing him. And I'm just like, I don't see. I remember the last time I saw him dunk.
I haven't really. I've seen a game. I forgot what game it was, though, to your point. I've seen some. I've tried to see a lot of these teams, but I'm there with you. It's like it's not doing it for me. Again, he got me playing one of these good teams. So
yeah, that low post banging and flat foot 1 3-point shot. You're gonna take a game. It ain't hit. It just don't hit.
I got yeah.
So you scoring twos while everyone else scoring threes. I'm good.
What teams have you seen a lot of so far through 8 games? I've seen a majority of Lakers. I've seen a lot of the Nets until I think this started last game.
Well, KD was out. I didn't watch that last game.
So I'm like, I'm cool. Yeah.
Cool. I ain't watching Kyrie-led Nets.
Yeah. Sorry.
Even though they did win big that game.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, but I ain't watching that. No.
Not happening.
No. But I've watched a lot. I've watched a lot of Hawks games, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. Lakers, of course. Warriors, because I was hoping they would fail.
I've seen a lot of Warriors, too. I was about to jump ship from like an entertainment standpoint. I don't really. And then finally, still, I was like, yo, what happened to this dude? Is he like, and then finally he started waking up. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching this then. I'm only watching for you, really. Your roster is subpar, to be nice.
It's just him. And James Wiseman is nice, but no one's tuning in to watch a big man like that.
Draymond, like, fifth man. Yeah. Fifth man of the year.
Draymond shouldn't even be starting anymore.
Oh, man. It's unfortunate.
That heart and soul of the team really carrying him a long way.
Vocal leader?
But he should definitely not be starting anymore if they know his best. Eric Pascal is better than him.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Like, he's better than him. Like.
Yeah, and he was saying he needed to get his win back or something. I don't want to hear that after you've been off, what, 9 months?
God knows how long.
9 months. They ain't played since March. Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
But yeah, Stephen looking like a superhero.
He's been entertaining.
The night
he vindicated, at least for now.
Put up 62. Was it 62?
Yeah, man.
Against the Blazers. I knew he was going. It was like the first quarter, he had 18, and he got an one. He was on the floor. He started smacking the floor. I said, damn, he back.
Yeah. He won the spot back. Yeah, man.
Yeah, James. I was like, damn.
Second best ain't the worst, Dame.
And Dame is not really playing that well this year.
I know that same game, he had like 30-something, but when other dude is approaching like 70, it's tough.
Shit, well, this is breaking news. Thank God Markelle Fultz got his contract extension before the year. He tore his ACL for the season. No.
I saw the alert he left the game and grabbed his knee. Damn, man. Prayers up to him.
Yeah.
Spencer. That's, who else? That's tough, man.
Torn ACLs this year? I think that's it so far.
Just injuries. Just season
and
injuries.
I don't know. Man. Bradley Beal scored 60 in a loss.
Well, how much they lose by? Make it respectable?
I don't know. I just saw the alert. They just said they just highlighted his 60 and then casually dropped in a loss.
This is just more of the same. Last year, he averaged like almost 30. And I remember, and they had a losing record. And I remember he was mad he didn't make the All-Star game.
Oh, they made it respectable. 141 to 136.
That is respectable because I think they were down by 15 when he had that 44.
But they're 2-6, beloved. Ugh.
I know one of them wins came when Russ was out. I mean, yeah. I think they got their first win when Russ was out. That's not good.
That's not good.
Look, man, I don't make the rules. I'm just reciting the facts, sir.
This man had no 60 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds, shooting 20 of 35, and then 7 of 10 from 3.
That's pretty impressive. Russ let him get some rebounds? Good man.
You know Russ be screaming at him.
He bounced into – I saw the beginning. He knocked into his center. His center knocked him down because they were fighting for a rebound. Like, they jumped at the same time. You better know how this is now. But
Russ had 20 points, 12 assists, 8 rebounds. 3 of 6 from 3. Okay.
Yep. That's good.
8 of 18 overall.
That's good for Russ.
It's not terrible, yeah.
Well, you said for 20 points?
Yeah. 18 shots for 20 points.
Huh? Reserve judge. I don't have any words. It's only 8 games. Let's see when we're a quarter of the way in. What's that around?
My man, whoa, my God. He shot 25% from the free throw line tonight.
How many attempts?
One of four? I'm assuming. It ain't showing me, just showing the percentage. It ain't showing the attempts.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Damn, man.
That's how it be.
Damn, now I gotta go look.
We were just talking about this. We were just talking about this off screen about his terrible free throw percentage. Like how it's just been sinking every year. He used to be an 84% free throw shooter.
I think it was 84. Around 84, that is MVP season. And I guess he sold his soul for that MVP because it ain't never been the same since.
Never. And like no one's guarding you.
Almost 11 attempts at the free throw line.
He now you shooting 69%, and now you just shot 25% tonight, so it's definitely dropping.
It's tough. But he did average like 27 last season. I thought around this time last year as well, there were murmurs of the All-Star that I shunned. So let me give him some time. That's your point.
He gonna make the love is a strong word. I like his intensity. I like the way he plays the game. I don't know what else to say.
And he shouldn't. He shouldn't.
As a guard in the East?
I'm going to look at these standings real quick. If we're doing Kyrie, early All-Stars.
Guards, Kyrie.
Kyrie.
Trae Young, Ben Simmons.
And that's Simmons.
Bradley Beal. Over Russ?
I didn't say nothing. I'm waiting for the standings to load.
He should make it over.
Oh, that's not. No. Tatum and Brown have been better this season, and their team is.
They're not, but they don't. They play in the front court, not the back court.
Neither play shooting guard. Oh, that's Marcus Smart.
Yeah, I think so. All right,
I stand corrected. My bad.
I think they start at 3-4, like at the 3-4 position.
Nah, they 2-6. What's it? Who are Orlando shooting guard right now? The Magic. Or the Pacers.
The dude that's balding. What's his name? He's pretty decent though, but he's like,
oh, Evan. No. I take that.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
It's bleak out in the East.
It's bleak.
Terry Rozier. I don't even know.
Nah, Tyler Hero gotta go. Miami Heat 3-3.
So he gonna make it.
Nah, his team 2-6. Beal gotta make it if anybody from that team. So
that's
yeah, Beal in front of
him. I'm saying.
But how many guards then?
You got two starting. Then they normally have like three reserves or four reserves, right? Three or four.
This is craziness.
He gonna make it. He gonna be the last one selected again. Like
let me see. Let me see how to start looking like a quarter of the way in, because this looking
crazy. I mean, he was so tight last year when he was the last one selected.
Yeah. They knew something.
He was tight.
He'd be tight if he didn't make it. Then he tight that he'd... What? Damn, this is unfortunate.
He really don't deserve to be there this year. He'll have the counting numbers, but like they just don't do anything.
Unless they start picking up some wins. It's still early. They've played 8 of 7. They got 64 more chances, so. But they got to start doing something. It's still
early. But their roster is not as good as I thought it was. Or I thought it was like an average roster. Mm-hmm. I was projected to be 6th in the East.
Yeah, I thought for sure with that duo. And I mean, the
numbers-wise,
they're doing their thing, but they're not getting any wins. Bill doing his things, and if you just look at Russ's numbers, you would think.
It's apparent they don't play defense either, though.
I mean,
it should have to be a shootout.
And I guess they don't have the offensive talent, I guess, because I just saw the Hawks go to like 150 with the Nets.
I mean, they did put up like 136 tonight, but also Bradley Beal had 60, so that's nuts. They suck.
But they did lose to the 7-1 Sixers. Maybe that got to be factored in somewhere. That's the best team in the...
They lost to the Magic. Three times or two times so far?
They lost to the second seed Magic. Keep them coming.
They second seed?
Yep. All good losses.
It's early. Nah, it's early. It's too early. I'm not even dealing with that. I don't know why my eyes even got that wide. It's too early. You ain't about to get me.
6-2.
It's too early for that.
The road leads through Orlando. You gotta go through Orlando.
Nah, it's too early.
Damn, your boy Garden. Hayward, man, 44. You got a superstar.
He got 44 points?
Mm-hmm. And he about to lead your squad over the Hawks.
Wait, how?
There's been some crazy numbers I've seen. I'm trying to... the Steph, 62. I think 39.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah, man.
Little Bo got 16. All right, doing his thing. 16, 8, and 5. I like it. Damn, Gordon Hayward, 44 points? How?
Come on now.
Oh, Trae Young is playing trash. That's why. He only got 7 points. That's why.
They just got so much on paper. Firepower is craziness.
The Hawks, right? Yeah. Once they actually learn how to play together, they're going to be...
They deep, too.
They're going to be a monster. Bogdan hasn't really been getting that many minutes there, though.
Hey, man. You make your bed, now sleep. Could have been with a winner. Ain't want it.
Who?
Isn't that the Lakers? Huh? The Lakers were trying to, but he ain't going to give us the time of day.
What happened to that Bucks trade? They never really came out the details.
I think it was a sign and trade, but he was restricted. So that's like impossible then on paper.
Gotcha. He got saved. Milwaukee or Atlanta?
I think they got punished by the league.
They
didn't.
They lost the second round pick.
Yeah, I ain't seen none of the Bucks. I'm cool. I feel like I'm missing much.
You ain't. That ain't my thing. Your boy Jimmy got 26 points tonight. We're just talking shit about him.
Raise his average up to what we looking at now, 13?
Yeah, 13.5.
You better keep shooting. You don't want another
He actually
win.
Got 17 shots up tonight. I'm shocked.
Wow, he finally getting his strength back after Orlando.
You know what that mean? He ain't playing in the next game. Yeah, he ain't playing no more. It's over. He gave it his all.
He kicking his feet up to MLK at this rate. They 3-3.
44.
They need these wins, beloved. They're not even in the play-in.
Damn, we got an all-star in our hands.
Hey. They're about to be 3-5.
You the one that called it a good signing.
I never uttered those words.
You said that Gordon Hayward contract. You said, what else they going to do with the money? They got to give it to somebody. Son!
What?
The Knicks just beat the Jazz. We were down by 12 at halftime, and then we just beat them 112-100. Julius Randle, 30 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists.
Yo, what is going on in the Mecca?
In the Mecca? Yo, Mecca. What's good?
Jazz trash, man.
Oh, my God. Austin Rivers had 23 points.
Sing it to me.
On 9 of 14 shooting, 5 of 7 from the 3. Man's went off. Elfrid Payton had 22 points, 10 of 15 from the floor.
Damn. How much RJ Barrett had?
6. I'm sorry, 9. 4 of 14 from the floor. That's the RJ I know. Julius Randle shot terrible. 10 of 26. So he must have went to the free throw line a lot. 10 of 26 and 0 of 5 from 3. So he must have made a lot of free throws.
Oh, he's about to have our first all-star.
Get your 30, 16, and 7. That. Do it. We out here. Yo, we 5 and 3. So he said, in the Mecca, stop it. We legit went 8 deep tonight. Yo, Tim's going to kill these boys. Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, and Elfrid Payton played over 40 minutes tonight.
Whatever it takes.
Tim's going to kill these boys. And we only went 8 deep. And Kevin Knox got 16 minutes and quickly only got 6 minutes. So everyone else had over 30 minutes. The other 6.
I'm going to have to locate their next game, see what I'm missing out on before the magic stops.
This I won't promise last forever. You, it won't be worth watching. That's something like where like it's good app to watch to see the box score. But watching Julius Randle drop 30?
Yeah, on 26 shots, yeah, you're right.
Nah.
You're right. Life ain't gotten it in yet. Yeah.
Nah. Damn, the Knicks out here playing, though. That's all I can ask for.
Yeah, it's a good win. The Jazz, Rudy, I'm glad you got your 200 mil.
Let me see what he did tonight. Listening.
Jared Allen last night tore him up. after Shaq went on Instagram and clowned him, Jared Allen clowned tore him up.
Rudy got 14 points and 12 rebounds. His averages.
Yeah.
That's what he got tonight. That's Jazz, what he's known for.
How many
highest paid center ever?
Now they're gonna say you can't quantify his presence.
You want to know?
Yeah, the numbers don't really tell the full story.
He had 5 blocks.
Okay, see. Okay, how many steals?
None and 2 assists.
That's fine. How many shots? 78%
from the field.
Now they got to utilize them more.
That was so, yeah.
How's Donovan been? Are they even in
the... been quiet. Defense. He had 18 points tonight. 8 of 23 from the floor. 2 of 10 from 3.
You got to lock that money up, you know. Play it smooth until you force your trade. Ooh. You can't get injured.
Ooh.
What?
He don't deserve this extension.
What happened?
He averaging 21.7 points, 3.6 rebounds, 5.1 assists, 14.76 PER.
Mm.
shooting splits, 38.4.
Oh, no.
34.4. And then 77.4.
Oh, no. See, the devil's in the details. They be trying to hide it in them counting stats. You got to dig deeper.
That's why the PER right there.
Yeah, man. Oh.
He's the 124th best player in the league.
It's a fun game. Let me check in on Jamal Murray.
Oh, I forgot about him.
These bubble all-stars that were looking like future Hall of Famers.
Been mighty quiet lately. Yeah, the Pacers though. Beat the Rockets tonight.
Mm. Free Harden.
John Wall at 28.
I mean,
on 12 or 20. Now Harden didn't play too well. He had 39 minutes. He had 15 points on 5 of 14 shooting.
On tummy, starting to weigh on him.
He didn't really shoot the tummy. Stop.
Representative told him, we still ain't got nothing, James.
Damn, Brogdon had 35 tonight. Yo, was TJ Warren injured? I don't even see him.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that team. This may surprise you, but I haven't watched much of them.
As you shouldn't. As you shouldn't. Aaron Holiday, it's a bonus. Oladipo had 18 points. On 6 of 20 shooting. Jeez, why did that man shoot so much? 1 of 7 from 3.
On his quest to win him a title.
Let me look up his stats.
On the quest to win him a title.
Okay, he's not too bad. He's averaging 20.8, 5.5 rebounds, 4.7 assists. PER is 21.04.
That's 41st. That's good.
That's respectable. Yeah, shooting splits. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. 47.3,
45.5, 76. Okay. All right. That's
respectable. I haven't watched any of their games. So that's way more than what I was expecting out of him. All right, Victor.
Yeah, ain't seen them for a while, but yeah.
That ain't getting you to the championship, though, but it's just not happening.
Yeah, that's a bonus team, so.
Yeah. Nah, Brogdon's team.
All right. I don't watch enough to comment. I'll take your word for it.
I don't either. I just wanted to be combative. I have no clue how well Malcolm Brogdon has played since he left the Bucks.
Oh, man. Dame, 26-4.
Go ahead.
And what? Not 26-4 and 6.6. He got a 38th PER in the league, 21.33.
That's not good for him. What's his shooting splits?
I gotta go back to the page.
Start throwing out numbers and then leave the page.
You're not the best no more. I gotta jump ship.
You selling stock already?
No, I'm still in on Dave.
I got it. It's kind of 41.7, 35.1, 90.2. The first two, got to pull them up.
Yeah.
You can't be shooting Bron S from the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
And then 41.7 from the field goal for your overall field goal percentage. Yeah. What's that light skinned man averaging?
32. I just happened to be looking at the league leaders. Harden's averaging 33, Steph 32, Bradley Beal 30.6, Trae Young 28.6, Durant 28.2.
Let me see Steph's shooting splits though. Find something to hate on.
46.3, 37. God, 98 from the free. Wow.
He's third in the league in PER right now. Fuck.
It's tough. You clowned me when I said I wanted to watch Wardell and them.
It started off slow. Now, we'll see what you do tonight. This is going to be a very telling time. It's like the first time he's played like a contending team in a while. Because the first two teams, he got his head beat in.
Caved in. He was on the bench pouting.
Yeah. So let's see what he got for the Clippers tonight. I'm going to stay up till high time anyway.
Don't go too crazy yet. Bron got to get some. Don't go.
I said, you know how Bron going to give it up.
Yeah, don't go too crazy yet.
Bron never been a fan. They act cool, but Bron never been too fond of them.
They got a healthy respect.
That's all it is. That's all it is, a healthy respect. They ain't never been too fond of each other, though.
Don't mention that man around me.
It's a fact.
Oh, man.
We hit it all. I think we hit it all.
Yeah.
This feels like a long one. I don't know how long we've been recording, but it feels like a long one.
Yeah, it does. I don't know either. We'll see.
But as always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Definitely go subscribe to the YouTube page. You got the full-length videos, episodes up there. Full-length audios streaming everywhere podcasts are available. Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, everywhere. What else am I missing? Did I say Spotify? I didn't say Spotify. But everywhere podcasts are streaming, we are there. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.